Raleigh cigarettes, spelled R-A-L-E-I-G-H.
And Cool cigarettes, spelled K-O-O-L.
The only cigarettes that give you valuable premiums, again present their show starring Jack Pearl as Baron Munchausen, with Charlie Hall, Morton Bowe, and that sentimental gentleman of swing, Tommy Dorsey, and his orchestra. They play as their first number That Foolish Feeling. Edith Wright will sing.
I'm a fool to let that foolish feeling start. This silly, nilly thing is something new. I can't conceal the way I feel when I'm with you. I should be a coward. I should love and run. But I'm so overpowered. Something must be done. So treat me sweetly, I'm completely gone. But I can feel that foolish feeling coming
on. Tommy Dorsey, stop that rhythm. Now you've got us swinging with him.
Light up a Raleigh. Taste that tobacco. It's the very finest blend from here to Nagasaki. Costs no more than ordinary brands. Plain ends or cork tips at all stands.
Or if you prefer a smoke mildly mentholated, light up a Cool. Be invigorated. Cools are soothing to your throat. That's a real favor. And the mild menthol doesn't ever spoil the flavor.
There's a yellow coupon every smoker gets with this pack of Cool or Raleigh cigarettes. Valuable coupons well worth saving for that handsome premium you've been craving. Cartons carry extra coupons. Now you're in the know. Union made, smoke and save, and on with the show. Well, here they come. Charlie Cliff Hall and that teller of tall tales, that lovable liar, the Baron Munchausen, Jack Pearl.
Don't argue with it, will you?
Charlie, don't
wait a minute. All right. So maybe you were in the war, but I never heard about it. Were you recognized?
What, I recognized? My goodness, Charlie, right in the middle of the biggest battle of the war.
Yeah?
General Pershing rode out with a flag of truce.
General Pershing himself?
Yeah, in a big loud voice he said, is Private Munchausen on the battlefield yet?
Meaning you?
So stepping out, I said, I am here, Jen.
Jen? What's your Jen?
I call him by his first name.
Oh, I see, Jen.
And
what did General Pershing say?
He said, good.
Yeah?
Then let the war go on. I give
then
you my word.
Baron, that's the most unmitigated falsehood, the most fantastic fable, the most fabulous concoction of...
What, you there, Charlie?
What's that? Huh? Never mind that. But this time I can check up on you. I have a cousin who's a congressman and a personal friend of Pershing.
Yeah?
And he's coming here on his vacation. Oh, incidentally, what do congressmen do on their vacation?
When they're on the vacations, they don't do anything either.
Either? No. Are you implying that our representatives are procrastinators?
Yeah. So... Please.
What's the matter?
What's your language?
Oh,
my God. No, that's stupid.
I said procrastinators. What do you call people who put everything off?
Oh.
So what do you call them?
strip-teasers.
Strip-teasers.
Sure.
A lot you know about politics.
I know everything about politics.
Oh, you do, huh?
Yeah, I know the Australian tennis team that came over here tried to ruin this country financially.
But the Australian tennis team? How?
Didn't they try to unbalance the budge?
Oh, yeah, the budge, yeah.
You get it?
Yeah, I get Donald Budge, the tennis star, yeah.
Don't explain
it. Well, I have to explain that one, but that's a little far-fetched, don't you think so?
Yeah, I fetched it all the way from Forest Hills.
Forest Hills? A little local, too.
I'll bet that doubles my fan
letter. Mine, too. And I already get so many fan letters. What do you think they call me?
What do you say?
What do you think? I get so many fan letters. What do you think they call me?
Johnny One Note?
Johnny One Note. What do you mean, One Note?
I tell you.
Oh.
Excuse me.
Oh, hiccups, huh? Overeating again, huh?
Yes.
Does your wife cook fancy dishes?
Not the dishes, food.
No, yes. I know that, but what I mean.
Yes, I got you. When I asked her, what we're having for lunch,
yeah.
Sounded like a Mexican weather report.
A Mexican weather report? What did she say?
Chili today and hot tamale.
Chili today and hot tamale.
That's what she said.
It'll be hot tamale for you when she finds out you rented that next door property to a budding nudist colony.
Yeah.
Even if they did build a high board fence around it.
Oh, Charlie, I must tell you
something. Go ahead, tell her.
Listen, they left a knot hole in it.
A knot?
And I watched them breaking it in for the season.
Through a knot hole?
Yeah.
No, what happened?
Now, please, this is confidential.
Yeah.
Well, on the first day, they just took off their head. And shoes.
Just their hats and shoes.
Yeah.
But the second day?
They were going around with their coats and sweaters off.
Oh, boy, but come on. Now let's get to the third day. Huh? Well, come on.
On the third day.
Oh, here it comes. What do they do on the third day? Come on, tell me.
On the third day.
Yeah, come on, tell me.
They plugged up the hole in the fence.
Oh, that's good.
That man with his trombone, Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra play their famous arrangement of Gone Home.
Thank you. Baron presents his own version of that tear-jerking drama of years gone by, East Lynn. He will be assisted by the members of the famous Munchausen Drama Guild, who so far have gilled everything they've done.
Well, Baron, how does your version of East Lynn go?
Charlie, it begins like this.
It begins with a shot? Why?
That starts it off with a bang.
Oh, with a bang, yeah. Like that prize racing bull of my grandfather's. Why, that bull starts so fast that in 2 seconds he's going 400 miles an hour. That's my grandfather's bull.
Your grandfather's bull runs 400 miles an hour?
Oh, that was before he got really good. Of course, today he can make more
Please.
Than
that. Please, the Baron tells the lie.
Well, sorry.
Well, let's valiant on. Valiant on.
Valiant on? My script says carry on.
Well, valiant is the word for carry.
Valiant yeah. is
the word for carry. Now, Boris. Boris.
That's nice.
Boris?
I know. I do the sound effects this week.
Yeah, but also I let you try the villain's part.
Oh, okay.
And Kay, you're Lady Isabel. And Archibald, the handsome hero with the handlebar mustache,
yes.
will be played by...
By who?
Me.
Hero. Yeah. Well, I'd better have a good part this week. I want a part with some dignity.
You got it, Charlie. You do the hotel proprietor.
Oh, say, that's great. You know, I've done hotel proprietors before.
You're telling me.
Quiet. What's my name this week?
Lord Loosepuss.
Loosepuss?
Yeah. For that, you wouldn't need any makeup.
Oh, now listen, I refuse to be Loosepuss.
Well, suck a lemon. It might tighten up.
Oh, does that so?
Quickly. On with the show.
Winter has come to the little hamlet of East Lynn, Massachusetts.
Coming. Music for the coming of winter. Oh, wait, will you please? That's the spring zone.
Well, if winter comes, can spring be far behind?
Woo-hoo! I hate her smart, Alex, you know?
It looks like a blizzard on the way. It looks like a blizzard on the way.
That's you, Baron.
Do I look like a blizzard?
Oh, I thought he said a border.
Came a fit night out for man and beast. But all is cozy in the home of Lord Loosepuss. The tea kettle is singing on the stove.
I'll play that part, Baron. Be a singing tea kettle.
But Morton.
Oh, get this. Come on. Tea for two. I am a tea kettle. From me to you. Sitting on the stove.
Ow. Morton.
What?
Why did you shoot that tenor?
It was my turn. You shot him last week.
Oh, boy. What is it? Maybe I'm crazy.
Lady Isabel has just made a chicken pot pie.
Esquire, sing something for the pot pie.
I'm Pot Pie the Sailor Man.
Pie the Sailor Man. Who makes these up?
Who makes yours up?
What do you mean?
Your grandfather's bull ran 400 miles an hour. Shut up.
All right, I'll shut up. Isabel enters the parlor in her quaint, old-fashioned gown.
Wait a minute, what's that?
There's a train on a dress.
On a
dress? Yeah. Oh, all right.
Train on a dress.
Seating herself at the piano, she sings a song. Listen. Ain't that song beautiful?
Beautiful? I can't hear. What's she singing?
Silent Night.
And
now I enter as Archibald. Just as the dinner bell rings.
What is that?
What? Hey, what's going on?
It's a seven-course dinner.
But Archibald does not hear the bell, for Lady Isabel has melted into his arms. He doesn't even feel the jealous eyes of Sir Francis Levinson boring into the back of his head.
Hey, wait, that's enough. Some entrance music for the villain.
Aha! Me beauty.
No, Forrest. No, don't laugh. As no? you see in my arms, you sarcastically say, me proud beauty.
Yeah, if she was proud, she wouldn't be in your arms.
Yeah, for that crack, back to the sound effect. You try it, Morton.
Uh-huh. Me proud.
Morton, excuse me, how old are you?
Why?
Your voice is changing. I hope.
Take it, Dwight.
Okay, Baron. Aha, me proud beauty. So I find you in another's arms. Come in, Zachariah. They can't pay off the mortgage. Out into the snow they go.
Enter Zachariah, that dirty old miser.
Hey, wait a minute, wait a minute. What's that for?
He's a base, wild character.
Well, that's very true, a base, wild character.
Tommy Dorsey, that's you. And being the miser, what do you say?
Hootman.
Oh, Zachariah, have mercy. Oh, this is terrible. We haven't a penny. We cannot pay.
Well, don't take it so hard, kid. I don't want the money anyway.
Come here. Those aren't your lines.
I know, but I can't be a miser, Baron. I'm too good-hearted.
Ah, Lord Loosepuss. I want my $20 or your daughter.
Good. I'll give you my daughter.
Oh, no, you won't. Nobody ever skinned me in a deal yet.
What?
I'll be back at midnight to foreclose.
But will Archibald see his loved one put out in a blizzard?
No, no, 1,000 times no. He'd rather die than say yes.
Fear not. Isabel, I shall ride to my uncle in Arizona and be back with the money by midnight.
Isabel.
And as Archibald bows low, Lady Isabel curtsies. It is now 10:17 1/2 through the curtsy of Isabel Loosefoot. Act two will follow.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Baron. How can Archibald ride to Arizona and back by midnight? What's he riding on, the winged horse?
No!
Well, come on, then. What is he riding on?
What?
I say, what is he riding on? Come on, tell me.
Your grandfather's bull.
Oh, your...
Are you a dream here in the moonlight? Sweet is the word for you, and yet you seem divine tonight. You're mine tonight, my sweet.
The golden voice of our singing star, Morton Bowe, singing, Sweet is the Word for You.
I look at you, and from the blue, I seem to hear a voice repeating, This is the night, this is the night. You look at me, and I can see that you are silently entreating. Tell me tonight, tell me tonight. Why do we try to conceal a joy so real? Is the word for you, for all that you have done for me, the one for me is you. Sweet you in the starlight, sweet is the word for you, but all the stars that glow above seem to love my love for you, because of you the wind is wine tonight, my heart sings with every beat, for you a dream here in the moonlight. Sweet is the word for you, and yet you seem divine tonight. You're mine tonight, my sweet.
back, we go to East Lynn, where we find Archibald described Charlie's grandfather's bull speeding to Arizona at 400 miles an hour. Some bull.
Yippee!
Bully boy, won't you be my bully boy?
As he reaches his uncle's ranch, night falls. Forrest, what kind of knife was that?
Nitroglycerin. I'm a nature faker.
A little boy greets him.
Oh, mister, my father's a Turk and my mother's the cook here.
Well, how are you, Raleigh?
Raleigh? Because his father's a Turk and his mother's a cook, you call him Raleigh?
Yes.
Why?
He's a perfect blend of Turkish and domestic.
I see. That's
a nice job, isn't it? And now Archibald's uncle offers his hand in friendship.
And this hand has been milking old cows for 50 years.
It's an old cow hand from the Rio Grande.
Oh, come on, pal. Let's sort of get this thing over with, huh? His uncle gives him the mortgage money, doesn't he?
Yeah, and our hero dashes up the main street of East Lynn as the village clock strikes one.
One. What is that? Oh, wait a minute. What?
Boris!
Will you speak to Boris? You expected one and you get five. We'll never get anywhere with that kind of service.
No.
No.
Mr. and Mrs. Dion did all right.
Oh, and now, swapping his bull for a horse, he heads for his sweetheart.
Archibald. That's odd. Your kisses taste like hay.
I'm up here, gal. That's my horse.
Oh.
Stop. You're late for the money, so I'm taking the gal instead.
Over the dead body.
We'll settle this on the field of honor. I'll fight you for the lady's hand.
Hand nothing. I'll fight you for the whole lady.
Tomorrow at dawn.
And with the coming of dawn, two men prepare to shed their blood for a lady's hand.
The weapons, gentlemen. What is your choice?
Pistols.
Agreed, Sir Francis?
No, swords. My man says swords, and yours says pistols.
Yours says pistols, and mine says swords.
Pistols, swords, swords, pistols. Let's go the whole thing off.
Never! Swords it is.
And the duel is on.
Well, to make a long duel short, our hero won, and now we find him sitting in a coffee shop with Lady Isabel, his handlebar mustache curling in the breeze.
Well, what'll it be, folks?
Coffee, waiter, and serve mine in a mustache cup.
Archibald, why a mustache cup?
This is drip coffee. But now, Isabel, that we are alone, listen to the story of my life.
Oh, no, please. I hate dirty stories.
Yeah. Who put that line
in? I don't know.
Oh, Boris put it in. I fix you next week. But, Isabel, I want to marry you.
Well, you'll have to see my mother first.
I've seen your mother, and I still want to marry you.
Darling.
My own.
And so before very long, well, we'll let Tommy Dorsey finish the story.
Stop! For goodness sakes!
What's the matter?
The other tune first.
Oh, pardon me.
Yeah.
Right there. That was a grand play, Baron, and I'm sure everybody enjoyed it.
Yeah, but don't miss next week, Charlie.
What's next week?
The Adventure of Captain Kidd.
Oh, that sounds swell. Who's your most exciting character?
My little red-headed heroine.
Little red-headed heroine?
She only kisses her brothers.
She only kisses her brothers?
Yeah.
What's exciting about that? Well, come on, tell me, what's exciting about that?
She belongs to every lodge in the world.
Oh, nice work.
Bundy and the boys the same, I've got to swing.
Dorsey has a trombone symphony to conclude tonight's show. I'll explain the story of the music after Tommy plays it. Let's go, Tommy. That was the overture. The music announces that only Raleigh and Cool cigarettes give you more than just an enjoyable smoke. A valuable coupon comes with every pack of Raleighs and Cools. And now, the first movement. The music plainly tells you that coupons are good for a grand variety of useful gifts. You can get a Parker pen and pencil set, a lady's silk umbrella, a handsome highball table, or a modern traveling case. That was the intermezzo, urging you to save for one of the attractive glassware premiums, a set of six platinum-banded glasses, or a glass cocktail shaker, ice bowl, or pitcher to match. Get your choice of these premiums or many other gifts of equal value. All right, Tommy, the crescendo. The crescendo said, switch to Raleigh. They're a superior blend of fine tobaccos, but they don't cost any more than ordinary brands. Buy Raleighs with plain ends or cork tips. The fortissimo interrupted to suggest that if you prefer a mild menthol cigarette, smoke cool. They're soothing to your throat, yet you lose none of the full tobacco flavor. And the finale. That means take your choice, folks, Raleighs or Cools, and save those coupons.
For your convenience, Raleigh and Cool have opened a coupon exchange in the Canterbury Shop, 536 Fifth Avenue, New York City, between 44th and 45th Streets, where all the beautiful Raleigh and Cool premiums may be obtained. The Canterbury Shop, 536 Fifth Avenue. Bring your coupons and take home the premium you select.
Tune in again next week at the same time and enjoy a half hour with Jack Quill and his company, Morton Bow, and Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra. This is Paul Stewart speaking.
Included on the show tonight is two for two from your own. The National Broadcasting Company.